Unit 9. How do young people feel about Brexit?
According to polling data from YouGov, 75% of British 18 to 24-year-olds voted to remain in the European Union. So how does it feel now, after Brexit? When we tweeted a call out asking young readers for their responses, rather than the 20 or so we expected, we received more than 200 replies. I'm happy that we have four of the responders here today who will tell us how they feel about the Brexit referendum and the consequences of Brexit for young people in Britain. Hi guys, so what are your thoughts on this?
Well, my name is Erin and I'm 18 years old. I'm a student. On the 31st of January 2020, the UK formally left the EU. But the decision was made much earlier in the Brexit referendum in June 2016. I'm desperate because the decision to leave the EU was made without my voice being heard. I couldn't vote in what is probably one of the most important political decisions the British people have ever made, an irreversible decision. I had been following these campaigns and I would have been capable of making an informed and rational choice. The fact that I wasn't allowed to, that many informed and passionate 16, 17-year-olds were not able to, seems to me incredibly undemocratic. My future will now be different. I will not have the benefits my parents and their generation have had, such as freedom of movement between all EU countries. I'm still outraged that this decision, which reflects on the British people, was made without my consent.
Hi, my name's Lucinda. I'm a 20-year-old student from Bristol. Honestly, I feel completely betrayed by my own country. One thing that upset me most was that this Brexit referendum decision was made by people who will not have to live with the consequences for as long as we will. I remember that many young people voted to remain and older people voted to leave. I now feel that I've been let down by an older generation who won't be affected by the volatility of this decision. I still can't believe that we are no longer part of the EU.
My name's John. What I think of Brexit? I'm disappointed and sad. I'm scared for my generation's future and generations to come. Scientists receive so little funding from the UK. We are very dependent on EU sources and collaboration. I wouldn't be surprised if over the coming years the UK's output of original research falls because people, both European and British, choose to move and work elsewhere. I will likely be one of those people when I finish my PhD. I can't imagine staying here where my work is not valued and every day is a fight to stay funded. In my view, it's going to be very costly for us to maintain a decent position within finance and trade with the rest of the world. Also, immigrants are just as responsible for this country's success. They have given so much and continue to do so. Mainly, as citizens of the world, how can we turn away from people who are just looking for a better life and block ourselves off from the outside world?
Hey, I'm Ben and I'm 21. I have never felt less British than I do at the moment. For those who voted out due to immigration, maybe they forgot who treats them when they are ill, or teaches their children, or keeps their area clean. They are ignorant of how many immigrants contribute to the social structure of our society. I am scared about the prospect of my future. Who knows if my parents will be able to afford for me to go to university? The fall of the pound suggests further economic downfall. I still think we should have stood up, shouted and protested for a new election. It's not a secret anyway that if 16-year-olds had been allowed to vote in June 2016, it would have been a completely different outcome. Nevertheless, we have to stay positive and we have to accept the Brexit decision.